Tony.
Hey,
yeah, like, little, yeah, mic tricks.
No kidding. You're like Celine Dion.
You've
been
on the mic for a couple of years. You learn a few things. It's just like my brain is so fucking distraught at this point over this fucking gambling bullshit.
No, Tony. Good news in the state of Indiana. I mean, you may have some bullshit on one side, but the good news is
good. Great. No. Not good. Great news for the state that we live in. The state of Indiana has passed sports betting legally.
Yes!
Not only in-house in the sports book, but also mobily on an app.
Yeah.
Great news for that. Terrible news for my wallet and my personal health. It's
and live dealers at the one of a handful of
really I didn't know that
casino live dealers with the black
news for everything concerned there. And I have an inside source that there's going to be some pretty big name players moving into the state.
Nice.
So good news there. But no, I mean, I'm talking about every bet that I fucking put in this cup of coffee, a parlay, fucking bullshit every single day is cursed. It's Ajax up 2-0.
Oh man.
55th minute, which everyone put in their little fucking computer machines and decided it was a 99% chance that they would win and move on. Loses 3-2 on literally, which is tough to do in soccer, a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
A buzzer literally. Beater. A literal buzzer beater by Tottenham. They're moving on to face Liverpool in the finals now. Tottenham plus 175 dogs. I think I'm going to take them. Everyone's going to be healthy for that.
I mean, we talked about it. I don't know how it happened. We rolled doubles.
Mm-hmm. We rolled doubles.
How does that happen when we rolled doubles?
Someone did point out that we rolled double sixes and we had six picks in our parlay. So 666, not always great.
Nope.
But for us, I would argue that 666 doesn't matter to us. It might actually be in favor of us.
It's a devil of a pick.
Yeah. So obviously we're starting off with the right side here. We do it every show. We recap our picks from the day before. Ajax was an absolute heartbreaker to start the day and should have known that it would only go downhill from there. I had the Red Sox minus 1.5. They won by one, so just a little half run there. Todd, I believe, had the under in Cincy and Oakland. Is that correct?
Lost that by a half.
8.5. Yeah. Lost that by a half.
In extra innings.
In extra innings. Just classic there.
Fuckers.
San Jose Sharks. We said it. You don't just stroll into the tank in game 7.
No. They got teeth in that tank.
Fucking Pavelski was back.
How about they scored a goal?
A goal and
shocked
assist.
At that. And I would have bet on that. If I could have bet on that, which I'm sure I could have somewhere, I would have bet Pavelski, no goal in his return. What does he do? Goal and assist.
Yes.
My bartender thanks you for that. This is last night. He was my favorite bartender at my local place. he was down. He's like, man, I need a $400 swing. I hate to chase it. But I got $400 I can lay down.
Chase.
Give me one bet out of all your guys' picks. And I said, well, I think the consensus is San Jose.
Nice, okay. Todd.
So awesome. He's back.
Hey, bartender. You know,
just people helping people there.
Yeah. That's it, man.
You want to talk about your Boston plus 9 pick?
Yeah, I do, actually, and I appreciate the floor here. Brad Stevens, I know you listen to the show. I will be calling you this afternoon because I have an earful for you. An earful. And Kyrie Irving, if you're listening, which I don't think you are, page me, all right? Use my pager number. You have it. Because I got an earful for you. Boy, embarrassing. And I said, the last time win, lose, or draw that I bet on the Celtics, I said the plus 9 plus Stevens and Kyrie's pregame little not great speech to the team, but what he talked about is, hey, we got to be consistent, do our thing, and let us play our game and stuff. And I just thought, Kyrie, if you're going to go out on a whimper, this is not the night to do it. And
throw some heart into it.
Oh, he farted and crapped in his Nikes.
It's the last night and the last few games for the Celtics has just been a microcosm of what they were all season long. They just never lived up to the hype, and they always disappointed. And that leads me into the NBA action tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers. I think they might be the same exact team
exactly
as the Boston Celtics.
I'm liking you, Tony.
The Sixers are 2.5, plus 2.5 dogs at home against the Toronto Raptors tonight. 3-2 series. Toronto looking to close it out. Philly looking to keep it going. What do you guys have tonight, Sixers and the Raptors?
I grabbed Toronto money line. I got a -130.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they're losing this game. And let's look at it this way. Since 2014, home underdogs in game six are 0-10 straight up.
Whoa.
Losing by an average of 19.5 points per game. That's significant. Since 2005, home underdogs are 5-20 straight up in games six and seven when they lost the previous game by double digits.
Okay.
Now, all streaks can end. Okay. All trends can end, right? So you got to look at it each matchup individually. But if we do that, I mean, the Sixers have played very poorly the last two games, and Joel Embiid has not shown up in this series. I know he suffered an illness, whatever the reason may be.
He did have one big game in this series, and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, so I think he's a non-factor at this point, so I don't see any reason they don't continue this trend. I think it's a lock Toronto money line.
Would you say that's your best bet of the night?
I would definitely say it's my best bet.
Awesome. I'm glad you said it's your best bet of the night because I completely forgot to do our best bets of the night before we went into the NBA. So you have your Toronto Raptors money line best bet. My best bet of the night, I had it last night, but the game got postponed, so it didn't happen. The San Francisco Giants, Colorado Rockies, under 1.5 first inning. Wow. Once again, the San Francisco Giants have not scored yet on the road in the first inning. The Colorado Rockies scored 20% of the time in the first inning at home. Under 1.5 first inning, Rockies Giants is my best bet of the night. Gorge, nice, what's your best bet tonight?
For tonight.
Yeah.
My best bet of tonight is ride the hot pony.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And in this room right now, the guy who's getting the biggest oats bag is Todd McComas. Okay?
Todd McComas.
So I am following that same thing with the money line with Toronto. I like it tonight.
Okay.
Joel Embiid.
Let's go.
Joel Embiid, you're a China doll. I like you. You're dominant. You're dominant, but a lot of games, sort of a lot of games under
He's
your belt.
Shooting
this
just
year.
38% from the field with 19 turnovers.
And I know it's a home game and everything, but in Joel, go. If he shows up, look the hell out, but I'm not buying it.
That's
I'm not buying it. I like
Show
what
up.
Dig said earlier. I compare this team with the Celtics postseason-wise, at least, and that's what I think we're getting tonight. I'm taking the better team.
The guy's had a fucking respiratory issue for 8 days with the best doctors in the world. My respiratory issues, I head down Med Express, get yourself a Z-Pack. I'm good in 24 hours.
And blow your nose.
What the fuck is happening?
Blow your nose and play.
To speak on my best bet, the under 1.5. I also took the same yesterday with the Marlins and the Cubs, like I said. Congratulations to the Miami Marlins.
Nice.
My jinxing made you score one run in the first inning for the first time all season. Luckily, the Cubs did not, so we still stayed under the 1.5.
Nice. Good for you.
Sony, they should put you on the staff.
Yeah. I know. So those are our best bets for today. Obviously, the boys are on the Toronto Raptors money line. I'm on the under 1.5. Braves and Rockies. Sorry, Giants and Rockies. I'm also not going to go against your Raptors pick tonight. Mm-hmm. If there is a side tonight that you pick, whether it's a win or lose, the right side is the Toronto Raptors. You just can't trust the Sixers.
Right.
Nope.
You couldn't trust them all year long, just like the Celtics. You can't trust the Sixers tonight. Another game tonight, another huge game tonight. Nuggets, Blazers. Blazers at home are -3.5. They haven't looked great the last few games. Yep. Who do you guys got tonight? Nuggets.
Started
Blazers.
At four, yes. Down to 3.5, but I am going to go with the home court advantage. I am going with Portland Trail Blazers to cover the 3.5 against a very hot, unexpected Denver Nuggets team. That's just me, guys.
Okay. I'm going to go on the opposite side of you here with an unusual bet for me, but I'm taking the first half spread, Denver +2.5.
Okay.
Because here's why. Under head coach Terry Stotts, the Blazers are 1-9 against the first half spread in games 5-7, failing to cover by 3.3 points per game. Portland's first half margin the last three games is -3.7. Denver's first half margin the last three games is +3.7.
Did you hear that?
I love this bet. Because here's what I'm thinking.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
So I'm not totally going against you, though, Gorms, because I think there is a possibility Portland, like Lillard, finally pulls together that game. You know what I mean?
Old Dame time.
And they do come back, but if they do, it's going to be a second-half issue for Denver, not a first-half issue. I like the trend here. I think this is an easy cover for the first-half spread.
Nice.
I fucking love it, Todd. Do you remember how I bet the Nuggets-Spurs series last one? I was on the Spurs early. And then switch to Denver late because they seem to have found their stride in
the
series.
Same thing in the series?
It seems like the same thing is happening in the series where I was on Portland early, and then Denver seemed to like the last two games have seemed to find their stride quite well. I'm going to lean Denver here, but I'm going to put the first half bet in as the cup of coffee day parlay because Todd just so eloquently put that is a good pick.
Trends upon trends.
The word lock has been banned from this entire
office. It has.
Yes, it has.
It's just, there's no such thing as a lock.
Nope.
All right, so that's it for our two NBA games. Let's move quickly to MLB baseball. I already gave out mine as my number one pick as the under 1.5 in Giants and Rockies. I'm also going to go under 1.5 again in Chicago and Miami. Since it won last night, you might as well fucking double down on that. See what happens tonight. I am a little bit worried about what's his name on the mound for the Cubs. Who did they trade for? The pitcher from the Rangers. Asian fellow, Daisuke.
Yeah.
Nope, not Daisuke. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well done, Tony. Well done. Way to do
your Darvish.
Darvish. Thank you very much. He has been great this year, but I'm still sticking with that. My real pick, though, Todd had it yesterday. It was the right side. I'm going with it again. A's, Reds, under. Tanner Roark's on the mound, 3.82 ERA. Mm-hmm. Chris Bassett, 2.12 ERA. Mm-hmm. Reds are 12-23 to the under. A's are 16-22 to the under. They're both top five, first five under. So I'm going first five under, 4.5, Reds and A's. Todd, what do you have?
I love that. My sole MLB pick for tonight is the Braves are at Arizona. I'm taking the first five under at 4.5 runs. Now, I know everybody's thinking, oh, those fucking two teams score a lot of runs. Uh-huh. I get that, but the Braves are starting Mike Soroka, who's 3-1 with a 1.14 ERA. The D-backs are starting Luke Weaver, who's 3-1 with a 3.29 ERA. And let's look at this with Luke Weaver. He is the seventh most profitable first five inning pitcher in the league. First five under covers 80% of his starts. And of course, we can thank Joe, our first guest yesterday, for that little tidbit of information. But I think when you look at this, first five under 4.5 is a
Tato. Tato's scrambling eggs. He's scrambling eggs today. I like it. I'm going to eat.
I almost said the L word, but I'm just going to replace that with a great bet.
It's
a great bet, and you're on the right side.
There you go.
To jump on that game, I am taking the Braves first five money line because of Soroka. Todd laid it out, 1.12 ERA, 3-1 this season with the Braves. Been very, very good. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping on the Braves first five. What do you got, Gormzy?
Well, let's remember that team, that Northwest team, the Seattle team?
No, don't.
Remember that team?
I remember them.
Well, they won big last night. But I'm not going to Seattle, The plane touched down, and I took right off. But I do have a Major League Baseball wager tonight. Follow me here, boys. The Dodgers, a hot team, 7-3 in their last 10. Taking on the Nats, 3-7 in their last 10. Rich Hill on the mound. Dodgers coming off a sweep of the Bravos.
Yep.
Max Muncy, Justin Turner. Mm-hmm. Hernandez hit dingers last night. This is a hot team. Watch this, Todd. My first time, I am taking the Dodgers first five.
Oh!
And I'm taking the Dodgers to win outright as well.
Double dip,
and that
Jeffrey
is it for
Gorman.
Me.
Jeffrey Gorman.
I feel good about that, and I am going to double dip with the Dodgers tonight, taking on the Nats. That's my MLB play of the day
for you. You are a fucking wild man.
Degenerate.
Crazy.
For the cup of coffee a day parlay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put in the money line for the game just because the Dodgers have such a good hitting lineup. We want them to have some more.
I like it. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Those are our baseball picks. Let's move now to the ice.
Ooh.
One game tonight.
May I?
The series kicks off. The Boston Bruins are home against the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins are -150 favorites. You may, Jeffrey.
I go. Here, I was so, Todd, you're the hot pony in this stable, mm-hmm. but I was close to putting the Carolina Hurricanes on as my top pick of the night.
Shut the fuck up.
Going into Boston, no Charlie McAvoy. He has logged the most ice time of any Boston Bruin. He's a leader on the ice. He won't be there tonight. And those bunch of jerks in Carolina are getting healthy. Getting healthy, and the goaltender, Mrazek, coming back, okay?
Yes.
If not, then they're going to go with McElhinney, I know. But I'm just telling you, there is something about this bunch of jerks team, and if they're going to win one, if they're going to get one, it's tonight when the Boston Bruins are not the official Boston Bruins. And don't forget, the defense of the Carolina Hurricanes, best left Best left in the NHL playoffs, going up against the top line with Patrice Bergeron and Akash Marchand. But I'm just saying, tonight I like Carolina to nip them in Boston. That was almost my best bet of the night, but I am taking the Canes to win.
That is hell of a pick, Jeffrey. Are we worried about the Canes being a little rusty after they swept the Islanders and had a decent amount of time off here?
Yeah, and guess what they did? They got healthy. Those kids love each other. They're talking about, hey, it's us against the world. Let's go. And Carolina, by the way, anytime they make the playoffs, they make long runs. And this is another year just like that. This in 2009, these two teams played in the same conference conference finals. Mm-hmm.
Same players.
Carolina ends up winning. I'm going back 10 years, but
I've said this before. Like, I'm not a big hockey guy, but I have been following the playoffs, and there seems to be something special about Carolina as far as the character and heart of that team.
Right.
Teams they had got a good time all year long.
And Toto, of the teams left, Boston is the Vegas pick to win the cup.
Sure.
And that scares me in this playoffs because Tampa Bay, gone in the first. Calgary, gone in the first. You know, best teams in the NHL, not in the playoffs.
I just want the listeners to know that I said, Nick, you want to come in and make a hockey pick today? He goes, dude, everyone's on the Bruins. We're all on the Bruins.
Exactly.
So Nick is on the Bruins. Gorman's
do what you got to do. What you got to do, Tony.
You know what? I like you going out on a limb. I like you doing it.
And values there, too.
It takes guts. It takes guts.
Value and guts.
All right. So we have all of our picks in for all the sports today.
There we go.
If you've noticed, not a lot of games in the association and NBA anymore, and NHL anymore. We're getting to a little dark time here.
Yeah, we are.
We have 7 picks, okay? You have your dice?
I do.
We have 7 picks, $5 to win. I will announce after you do the rolling, which you rolled yesterday doubles. And
remember, doubles,
not a
almost a guaranteed lock. Mm-hmm. Keyword almost.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, boys, I don't know what to do. We just got snake eyes. We got doubles again, back-to-back days, but it is snake eyes.
Snake eyes is good.
Are you sure?
Yes, snake eyes pays out. Snake eyes pays out like a motherfucker.
We had 2-1s, double snake eyes. Okay, boys, let it roll.
Snake eyes is a 30-1 payout, if I'm correct.
Okay, 7. By the way, 7 picks in the cup of coffee of parlay. Tote board, please.
Especially if we're going high, low, yo. Let me run through those picks one more time. Atlanta Braves. First 5, money line. We have the Cincinnati Reds, Oakland A's, first 5, under 4.5. The Raptors, money line, -140. Denver Nuggets, +2.5, first half from old Toddy Boy. We have the Braves, Diamondbacks, first 5, under 4.5. Dodgers, -155. And the Carolina Hurricanes, +130. Parlay, 7 teams, 5 to win, $500. Doll hairs.
Nice.
Guaranteed snake eyes winners today. Fucking good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.